Welcome back to another podcast by the Section 4 Ancient World History class taught by Ms. Cullimore. These podcasts are to help you understand the Byzantine timeline, however specific period. This is a fun and cool way. Last episode, my classmate Noor was talking to you about how Justinian's reign began. Anyways, I'm Abdulrahman Mustafa, one of the students. I'll be talking about the Nika rise that occurred in 532 AD. Before getting into all the details, let me fill you in on what was happening before the Nika riots. Justinian was the only one left from his family. All his siblings and fathers were killed due to a problem when he was a child. He wasn't killed because he was still a minor, meaning he was still too young. He continued living with his uncle, who was an emperor. After growing up, Justinian fell in love with a woman named Theodora. However, he couldn't have a future with her because of the difference in social classes. There was a rule that didn't allow different members of social classes to get married. Justinian kept trying to change that rule. However, there was no point. There was nothing he could do until he was named co-emperor, meaning he shared the power with his uncle. In 527 AD, that way he was able to change the law that forbade him and Theodora to get married. He finally did it and married her. A few months later, Justinian's uncle died, leaving Justinian to become the sole emperor. When Justinian started his reign, it was in better conditions than previous leaders. This gave him more opportunities and chances to do things others couldn't. Justinian's first 5 years of reign were battling the Persians. There was no rigid border between the two empires, making the war continuous. Justinian hired a new general named Belisarius so he can help him fight the Persians. It is believed that due to Belisarius' skill and strength, the wars were endless. These two empires decided to make a peace treaty in 532 AD. It has been 5 years of constant border shifting and war. It seemed this was the only way it was going to end. The beginning of the Nika riots. Justinian had just finished fighting the Persians. However, he didn't know what was yet to happen. The same year the Persians and Byzantines stopped fighting was the year the Nika riots started. The Nika riot was something that had to be handled in the empire. It wasn't a war between two empires. The Byzantine Empire had problems on the inside. The Nika riot was supported or created by chariot racing in the Hippodrome. This fight could not be held anywhere other than the Hippodrome. In this riot, two teams were included, the Blues and the Greens. They weren't just fans of a sports team. Membership in different places in the team depended on religious beliefs and political philosophy. One day of the riot, Justinian goes to the Hippodrome. It is believed that he was there for a public reason. However, he was spotted walking with a group of people from the blue team. Instantly, what does the green team think? The emperor is helping the blue team. They considered it favoritism and injustice. That is how important this was to them. But of course, if I was in their place, I would have thought the same thing. The two teams did not spare a second. They started fighting and battling right away. It wasn't as bad as you might think. Yes, they burnt houses then buildings down. However, the damage was still containable. It was mostly in the Hippodrome, so the empire wasn't really in danger. This would have been a normal fight and ended in the Hippodrome. However, both sides didn't stop at any cost. The blue team had the idea that they were being supported by the emperor, that he was on their side. This made them more confident, until the emperor Justinian decided to come out and tell everyone that he isn't taking any sides. He tried to seem like a fair ruler and a fair emperor, but this led to a bigger problem. The riot has been going on for 5 days. After those few days, the Blues and the Greens realized they should join forces and fight the government. In fact, that's what they did. This is where it gets a little messy. Both teams felt the government has been too harsh and cruel when they put down one of their earlier riots. This caused them to join forces other than to each other and have one enemy. They decided what they wanted. They were demanding that Justinian is overthrown. They wanted him to be replaced by one of their own emperors. Immediately, the Blues and the Greens, gathered in the Hippodrome and began to plan their ideas. Justinian had no idea what to do. He just wanted to gather his jewelry and his wife and leave. He was getting ready to flee the empire. However, his wife had other thoughts. Theodora wanted him to stay. She tried convincing him to stay and fight back. She told him that it is better to fight back than just flee. Justinian finally came to his senses and took her advice. He comes up with a new plan to fight back against the rebellion. He ordered Belisarius and his men to enter the Hippodrome from the opposite side. They had to be as sneaky as possible. Inside the Hippodrome were the Blues and the Greens. They were gathered together trying to proclaim their new emperor. Justinian's men were sent loose like wild dogs. It was a bloodbath. Justinian's men slaughtered 30,000 people. That wasn't enough. Justinian was always demanding that any aristocrat or people that got involved and helped the Blues and the Greens had to be killed. 30,000 people. Do you realize how many people that is? If this is what happened last time, there was a riot, then the Blues and the Greens had the point. After the Nika riot was over, Justinian was looked over as a totally different emperor. He was feared. He was shown as a fierce and a strong ruler. Fear arose over the empire. However, he was now free to turn his attention to more important things. Justinian began focusing on a new goal, actually one that has been in his mind since he became emperor. He was going to start regaining parts of the West to the Byzantine Empire. The Nika riots were somewhat cultural. The Blues and the Greens loved chariot racing. Also, it was a part of them. It was a part of their culture. It was a part of them. They had to do it every day. To join the team, you needed to have religious beliefs. It depended on your religious beliefs if you had a membership or no. It was weird. However, the Blues and the Greens believed in this. It isn't the first time there's a chariot racing riot. What happened after the Nika riots? Well, after any type of war, the country is damaged and needs time to get back on its feet. However, this wasn't like that. The riot was in a small area, the Hippodrome, so it was easy to contain. Also, Justinian put an end to it before the Blues and the Greens got a chance to do anything. They were still planning what they should do. The evidence that this riot was not worthy of his time or that it wasn't major is what Justinian did right after. This event wasn't long-lasting. I can tell that because after the riot, Justinian did not stop and wait. Right away, he started planning how to attack Africa. Also, later on that year, they went on to fight after the Africans. This was the first step Justinian took towards finishing his goal and regaining the West. This is a major step he took. He just finished a civil war and went on to fight an even bigger war. This war is major. It is not easy and needs a lot of people. There are two empires fighting for their lives. Think about it this way. If Justinian would have lost this war, the Byzantine Empire would have lost part of it to the Africans. From what Justinian did after the riot showed that it wasn't long-lasting, and the Byzantine Empire didn't stop at that point for a long time. If the riot was to get bigger, the damage and consequences would have been greater. If the Blues and Greens got out of the Hippodrome with a plan, the damage would have been 10 times greater. Things would have lit on fire, buildings would have burned down, more people would have died. The war against Africa turned out to be a victory. However, there were several battles. The first time was against the Emperor of Africa, when he was defeated and saw his own brother dead in front of his eyes. He was planning on coming back with his second brother's army, which they did. However, they still lost, and the Emperor of Africa again saw his second brother dead in front of his eyes. The Emperor of Africa ran away, hiding out for a while. Later on, he was found and killed. The effects of the Nika riot. The Nika riot affected the effects of the Nika riot socially. After any war, either two things happen. If you lose the war, then you lose your land. A new emperor takes over. No one knows how he will treat you. Guys, harsh, cruel, or fair and nice. However, everyone knows that the bigger possibility is. Everyone has no choice but to not become slaves and work. You might have been a noble or in high rankings, but that still won't help you. Basically, losing a war is really bad and it will affect you in many ways. However, the Nika riots don't fall under that category. These things are when two empires fight. The Nika riot is a civil war. There wasn't anyone from the outside territories jumping in and interfering. The Nika riots affected in some way, maybe not socially. This event was really short. However, it had value to the Byzantines. The Blues and Greens fought for this because this is what they believed in. They loved chariot racing and thought that this was something they had to do. If it had any effects on them, socially, probably that their lifestyles would change. Some people would stop watching chariot races and start hating it. This would change their lifestyle because chariot racing is a major part. How it affected them politically. Was it affected politically? Well, let's look at what happened. Did they gain new land? No. Did they lose their king? No, they didn't. Did anything change after the Nika riot? No. Everything was the same, when they got out of the Hippodrome. However, the king was looked over differently by people inside the Byzantine Empire and outside. Yes, he showed fear and that he was fierce. However, people had bad thoughts. The Nika riots didn't really have any effect on the empire. It was contained and taken care of before things got messy. If Justinian had fled, or if the Blues and Greens proclaimed a new emperor, then there would have been a new emperor, the emperor that the Blues and Greens would have wanted. However, he stayed and fought back. Was it affected economically? There wasn't any economic effect because they didn't have to focus on it for a long time. This event didn't really affect the Byzantine Empire itself. They didn't need to spend money on the army or equipment. They needed to fight back. When you think economics, the word money comes to mind. The Byzantine Empire's economy was not affected or changed by the Nika riots. It was a mini battle that was in a contained area. They didn't need to transport anything anywhere, or even travel anywhere. They just entered the Hippodrome with weapons and slaughtered 30,000 people. Then they just walked out. It didn't need extra help, money, shield, or weapons. Anything. They just needed the army. Conclusion. So in this podcast, you learned about the Nika riots that happened in 532 AD in the Byzantine Empire. Justinian, the emperor, was beginning his role as an emperor. He just married his wife after a lot of hard work, fought the Persians for 5 years, and was getting settled down until the Nika riots happened. Nika is a Greek word for conquer. What an interesting name for a riot. This is something that is tied up to the chariot races. Two teams are enthusiastic about this spot. It is very important that religion matters if you want to join the team. Anyway, Justinian is spotted with the Blues and Greens really hated that. Justinian said that he isn't taking sides, which leads to a bigger problem. They both join forces to fight the government. Justinian decides not to flee and finally kills them all. Justinian is now looked at as a fierce and strong person. Next, my other classmate will be telling you about his topic in a different podcast. Thank you for tuning in.